Well, hey, hey, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. Today, I am so excited to be bringing to you a very special guest. You know, I like to share only my favorite people with you. This woman has been a client of mine for over 10 months now. She's also become a friend. She's also a colleague. So we wear many hats together, but she's phenomenal. And I'm so honored that she agreed to come on and share part of her journey with you and a little bit of her background. And we really dove into this amazing conversation about boundaries and receiving and what it looks like when we push away receiving and we get stuck in giving, giving, giving all the time. So my guest today, her name is Jill R. Stevens, and she's been a bit of a mystery her whole life. She has been hiding in plain sight for the last 30 years as a very successful writer of more than 30 best-selling titles. And she's also been a coach to writers who've kind of hit that wall. She's collaborated or been the ghostwriter for others wishing to bring their stories, message, or work to the world. And to say Jill is prolific would be an understatement. She wrote her first 100-page story at age 12, published her first piece in a magazine at age 17, and then out of self-preservation, created an alter ego in which to write under. And then another, and another, and another, and another, until her life became much like a novel. Even where she currently resides is straight out of a fairy tale, complete with animals at her feet and scenic landscapes. And I often refer to her as my Snow White client. From her first novel at age 18, she's never publicly celebrated her success, and in fact, she hid it. It's been in our work together that she realized the need to hide no longer serves her. And that's when the journey to unravel her own story of hiding began. Now, words are her superpower, for real. Jill feels called now to step into her own slice of sunlight as herself, not as her alter ego or egos, to bring joy to people through her words. She is also a former plate spinner and doer of all the things, who has learned to listen to her own innately intuitive voice, feel her feelings, create boundaries that serve her, and sink into receiving praise, which is still admittedly a work in progress for her, as you're going to hear in today's episode. Until she hit pause, shed the need to be perfect, and got in touch with her deepest values, one of which was joy and is joy. Well, after she was able to do that, life became, in her words, delicious. And that's such a great way to describe how Jill shows up in the world. So you can find Jill over on Instagram and Facebook and on her website at jillrstevens.com under her own name. And this is where she brings not just joy, but also a sense of play to her readers. You'll be able to find her words for free. And she also offers a paid subscription for her joy subscribers, and they live in the joy vault. So once you're done listening to this episode, I want you to head over and check out Jill and consider becoming a joy subscriber, because for way less than a cup of coffee a day, you can add a lot more joy to your life. And isn't joy really what we all need right now, now more than ever? So I will post all of the links to find joy. I will post, see, and I actually often call her Joy instead of Jill. I will post all of the links for you to find Jill in the show notes. So for now, dive into this amazing conversation. And I look forward to hearing your takeaways from the episode over on Instagram. Just pop into my DMs and share. Have a beautiful week. And I look forward to bringing you another episode next week. But for now, here's a little piece of joy to brighten up your week. And there's the rooster in the background, right on cue. Welcome, listeners, to this episode of the Full Frontal Living podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Carpenter, and I am here with a client, a friend, a colleague, a co-coach, Jill R. Stevens, who is joining me today because we wanted to have a conversation about boundaries. We're going to talk about receiving. If you've been following me on social media, you'll know that, or maybe you don't know, but you're going to know, Jill is actually the woman behind the phenomenal commissioned piece of art that I received that kind of dropped me to my knees. It's very moving when somebody sees you in a way that I have been resistant to see myself. And, you know, I've had the pleasure of working with Jill now for, gosh, how long have you been?
7 or 8 months now.
So yeah. I've really watched Jill grow, but Jill also has watched me grow.
But you've knocked me to my knees a few times. Right. But I've really won.
So as a coach, we never, you know, I never take credit for my clients' results because I don't get my clients' results. My clients get their own results. But it is such an honor and a privilege to walk beside them and witness their growth and to receive such a profound gift that really impacted me so deeply and also really impacted Jill a lot, which she wasn't expecting, which I knew she was going to feel. So we wanted to talk a little bit about kind of these type of topics today because I know many of my listeners really are very generous and giving, and that's a value of mine as well. But they struggle to receive. And, you know, boundaries, I just think, is such a profound topic to dive into with what's going on in the world right now as we're all trying to find our space. So I'm going to let Jill introduce herself a little bit. And I've recorded, you know, before you dove into this, you heard her bio, kind of the official introduction of Jill. This is what happens when you're working at home, when people are home.
Speaking of boundaries.
Interrupted, right? Boundaries. God love him. Anywho, back to what I was saying. This is why this podcast just flows, right? It's just a regular conversation. So Jill not only is a coach and a very gifted coach, she has a way with words. So if you love reading as much as I do, Jill's words are just such a source of joy in the world. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on as well. She's also a very successful ghostwriter, and she won't tell me who she writes for, but I know that they're like super interesting people. This is why they sign, you know, do not disclose agreements. Mm-hmm. And she lives on a little island with her goats.
Middle of the sea.
She's got baby goats. She's got
and roosters.
Right. So she's kind of like a real life Snow White, so to speak, with all the animals circling around her. She's also had a very interesting journey with her body and her health. And that's part of the reason that brought her into working with me as well. So there are many, many, many different topics we could dive into. And I'm sure Jill will be a repeat guest on the podcast. But for today, we'll try and keep it towards this.
Yeah, because you like teed this up to last for hours. We could just sit here over coffee and chat. First, Lisa, thank you so much for having me. This has been, you know, a work in progress, something we've spoken about a few times now. And it's just an honor to be here with you. An honor to be coached by you. You know, 8 months, 7 months, that's how long we've been coaching, maybe. And I'll tell you who I am a little bit in a second, but I don't recognize myself from who I was when I started with you because I didn't have boundaries. I didn't know how to receive. I didn't know how to feel the right feelings, not quote unquote right, but whatever it was I was feeling in the moment. And all of that ties into boundaries. It ties into the ability to receive as well as give. And I'm so glad that we're here able to talk about that because that's going to be a fun topic to dive into.
Yeah, it's a really kind of juicy topic. So I think we'll start a little bit with
boundaries. I think this is a good place to start. So Jill and I first met, she was a student inside Jim Fortin's TCP program, which I was a coach for. And there's many students that go through that program that will end up reaching out to me one-to-one because there are so many benefits of being inside a group program. And TCP is an amazing and phenomenal program for opening people up for growth. And there's also so much opportunity when you're working one-to-one with a coach because you, I'm giggling. You can't hide.
And I was a hider.
You're a hider. You get called out on your stuff. And it's just such an opportunity to go deeper into knowing yourself in a way that's very organic. Mm-hmm. So talk to me about what life looked like for you with no boundaries and what it was like to discover the power of boundaries and how that's impacted your life now.
Well, like Lisa said, I came to her, I found her through Jim Fortin's TCP. And when I was in TCP for the first time, I thought I was broken. Literally. I thought I was a broken person. I thought I needed to be fixed. And I thought I didn't know how to live life, that I should know more. And then when I started to work with Lisa, and there's really something to be said for intimate work, one-on-one work. And that's probably why I called you out first and had the 1 hour session with you and then developed into a coaching program with you, or coaching one-on-one, because I didn't know boundaries. I really didn't understand them. I would just invite everybody in, meaning I had one big circle and everybody from my family, some family members, I should say, that is the one caveat, to my husband, to friends, to tenants, to people that I wrote for, because I am a writer, as Lisa mentioned, they would all be in the same circle. And it was my inner circle. So I treated everybody the same and I shared every piece of myself. And then I was disappointed, because I would give and give and give, and then I'd be disappointed because I wouldn't be appreciated or treated how I thought I should be because I gave so much of myself. But again, I was treating my contractor the same kind of as I was my husband. I was, you know, not having an affair. I'm not talking that. I'm talking, you know, I was nice. I just didn't have boundaries. I didn't understand what boundaries were. And I thought something was wrong with other people all the time. Like nobody was nice. Everybody lets you down. And what Lisa has showed me was that boundaries are about having, I think you described it as different circles at one point. And I remember drawing it out in my notebook when we were having a coaching moment and I drew out these different circles and it's like, oh, wow, this is my inner circle. Oh, so everybody doesn't get in there. And then there's these outer circles and, oh, I can let some people in there. And then, oh, what do you mean? There's another circle outside of that? Really? Like, where did I miss this? Like what school, you know, I've been to school too many years to have missed this, but I totally missed it. And learning that boundaries weren't about others, it was about me and how I chose to show up and who I chose to be in each and every relationship that changed so much for me.
Mm, I love that. That's so powerful because boundaries, that's the thing. People think boundaries are about the other person. I'm going to set a boundary, not even really understanding what boundaries were. And I get this because I was the person in the room that was like, I don't know. Can you explain boundaries again to me? And we had to like role play. I remember standing there going, I don't understand this. Like that's how far out to lunch I was around boundaries. So I really have walked this path as well, but boundaries aren't about trying to make the other person change. Boundaries are about what do I need to thrive in this relationship? And boundaries are about you following through on what you say you're going to do if this person's behavior doesn't change. Right? So there's a really big energetic difference, right? Like stop yelling at me, stop treating me that way, you know, yada, yada, yada. You know, you have to be home by 12 o'clock or I don't know what's going to happen. But boundary setting is about saying, if you do this, if this continues to happen, this is how I'm going to respond and then following through on it. So boundaries really puts the onus on us and not on them, which is challenging because when it comes to boundary setting, it's incredibly uncomfortable because so many of the women that I work with, because we are such givers and we've learned about giving and giving and giving, setting a boundary feels like we're taking something away. And that can be really challenging. So there's a couple different things here because we're talking about boundaries. And then you also went into what I refer to as this kind of circle of influence. And this was a concept that was taught to me by one of my coaches around not everybody gets all of me. And I was very much like you. Everybody got everything of me. And then when it wasn't reciprocated, I didn't understand.
But again, and then when you're exhausted, you wonder why.
Right. And when we're constantly giving ourselves away to everybody, we're really, what we're doing in that moment is we're teaching people how to treat us. So the contractor walked all over you. This, again, it comes back to personal responsibility. So I'll let you riff on that a little bit, Jill.
Well, and I think it's important to mention too that I would take on the personal responsibility of needing to change.
Yes.
That was a big eye-opening moment for me because I turned it inward of like, oh my gosh, something's wrong with me. You know, all these people are here. I let everybody in. I was nice. I was great. And then what did I do wrong? Why are they not doing what I asked them to do? Like the contractor, why, you know, I gave them another chance, like you would somebody in your inner circle, not somebody you're paying to do a job. Right. And then I would look at, well, how can I change? How can I be better? How can I shift? What's wrong with me? Why am I broken? Why does everybody, treat me this way? And you're taught to, you know, when you have repetitive things happen, well, what's the common denominator? Well, I was, but I never thought boundaries was the common denominator or lack of boundaries. And when Lisa pointed this out to me, it's like everything shifted because now I could let go of that story that I was broken, that something was wrong with me. It was just my way of showing up that was problematic. And when I started to have like this influence, what was it? Circle of influence, you called it? Yes, that was huge because now I could, I wasn't giving myself to everyone. And I have a way of, I'm very energetic. I feel into energy a lot. So I was exhausted. And I in the past run myself ragged, went into health issues, major health issues because of this.
Yeah, would literally, when you have no boundaries, you take on everybody else's energy and everybody else's problem, right? So one of your tenants has something happen and all of a sudden it's your problem to fix her life and save her from herself. Whereas boundaries allows you to be able to hear what she's saying and then take a step back and say like, I don't need to take this on. And that doesn't mean that you don't care or that you're not empathetic. But it's this division of like, this is not my responsibility. Whereas when we have no boundaries, everything becomes our responsibility. And then we feel resentful that nobody is taking responsibility for their stuff. But we also love how powerful it makes us feel to be holding everybody's stuff, right? Like, look at me, so important.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I carried the weight of the world on my shoulders by choice, but then I wanted the accolades for it. And it's like, well, why is nobody noticing that I'm carrying it all and I'm doing all the heavy lifting and all I'm suffering here for everyone?
Right.
And didn't matter.
No. So in a previous episode I had Aisha on, we talked about personal power and setting boundaries is really about taking back that personal power and acknowledging that the problem is you, not them. And I'm not saying that there aren't things happening that are all awesome or not awesome, however I want to say that. But it really is about pointing the finger back at yourself and saying, wait a minute, where's my level of responsibility here? Because if I'm exhausted all the time because I'm doing all the things, but I haven't actually set a boundary and said, hey, I need you to do the dishes. And if you don't do them, I'm going to leave them sitting there. Or if you don't pick up your clothes, I'm going to keep kicking them under the bed until you have no clothes left. Like, it's amazing how much more energy you have when you're not carrying around the weight of the world.
And for me too, it showed up in work. You know, you just mentioned some personal, but I can remember, so Lisa hinted that I write for people. So I collaborate with people, and I also write books for other people. So as a ghostwriter or as a collaborator, and I write books for myself, but not under my name yet, but that will happen soon because of my work with Lisa and no longer hiding. But in business conversations, I would be available 24/7. If somebody needed me, wanted me, I would pick up the phone at any time. So I had no boundaries there. And I was constantly in reactionary mode from this or being this way. And the minute I set up boundaries, it was this testing because I felt like a horrible person at first. Can I say the B word? I mean, I felt like the B word. You can say it. But I won't say it because I don't know if your podcast is for little kids.
No, we have we some let it rip. We have some episodes where I'm like, oh, that just came out of my mouth.
That just came. Oh, good. Okay, so I felt like a bitch.
Yeah,
point blank. I felt like a mean person, and it was so. I really had to work through this process that boundaries were not bad. Boundaries, nothing is good or bad. It's does this serve me? Is this beneficial to me? I had to start asking myself better questions. And Lisa has helped me with this. It's like, what do I want to tolerate? Do I want to tolerate still being exhausted all the time, giving my energy and my personal power away all the time? Or do I want some of that back so I can give in other ways? And man, it's changed my life just to have boundaries, just to start asking better questions.
I think it's so important what you said about how you felt like a bitch when you started setting boundaries, because I think as women, we are hardwired from the time we're little to always be giving, always be generous, always be helping people out. And when you kind of are coming from that place, setting a boundary feels so cold and it feels so uncomfortable. And this is part of the hardest, this is the hardest part of this transformational work, is you cannot transform who you're being without a certain level of discomfort. And when I was learning to set boundaries, sometimes it felt physically painful, having that hard conversation. I would feel it viscerally in my body. I would be feeling all this fear around having this conversation and what will they think of me? But once you start to learn how to set boundaries and you start to take responsibility, it does get easier, but initially it doesn't feel good. And we want to feel good all the time. This is why we get stuck in these behaviors that really don't serve us. So we feel crappy having no boundaries because we're exhausted all the time and resentful. Mm-hmm. But in order to feel better, we have to break those behavior patterns, which aren't initially going to feel good.
And Lisa, you've used some analogies of being in the gym and working out, which really resonated with me. Because, you know, in order to build muscle, it takes resistance, right? And you can speak more to this than I can. I'm working on that part of myself, but not there yet fully. But yes, it didn't feel good. It didn't feel, but I tell you what, it also didn't feel good to receive. I can give and give and give, but man, I've had to really sink into receiving. And that might sound silly. Like, I've even shut people off from giving to me because receiving was so hard.
Yes. So having no boundaries allows us to stay in this place of giving, 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 overgiving,
overgiving,
not recognizing that we're always giving away our energy. And again, I'm not saying don't be giving and don't be generous. I'm very intentional about my giving and generosity. And it always flabbergasts me when people are unwilling to receive. And so many of the women that I work with struggle with receiving, because receiving means we have to allow ourselves to feel worthy and deserving and good enough. And that means that our worth is coming from inside us. And when we're looped into this pattern of giving, 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 and no boundaries, what we're actually telling ourselves is my worth is out there somewhere else. Somebody else has it. And if I do enough, if I try hard enough, if I give enough, if I lay down and take one for the team, then I'll feel good enough. But it never happens. It never happens. Receiving, in order to receive, it is so incredibly vulnerable when you start to practice it, receiving from others,
learning receiving to receive from yourself. That's the huge one, is receiving from myself, like stopping. I was so good at thinking I was broken. I was so good at picking out what I was doing wrong. But to celebrate, like I remember Lisa uses Voxer, which is a great way to process in this app. And I mean, her coaching is phenomenal. If you're not, just get on her coaching call. But in this Voxer, it's a way to process. And I realized I was not processing my wins. I wasn't able to celebrate myself. I was always critical of myself. I was always the first to judge myself. I was always broken. And I had to learn to receive almost self-love, yes, self-praise. I had to learn to celebrate my wins.
Exactly. And see, this is the thing. When you start setting boundaries, it forces you into a space of having to receive. Because when you set a boundary and you do a hard thing, you have to acknowledge that, wow, I just did that hard thing. But the more you're willing to receive, because everything in the world is energy. You and I both know this. I don't talk a lot about this stuff on the podcast, but everything is energy. That's just the truth. That is science. And if you're giving all the time, but you're not willing to be open to receiving from yourself and from other people, you're actually out of balance with how energy flows in the universe. So how can you ask for more in your life if you're not actually willing to receive?
Man, I can even point out a moment on this phone call when I didn't receive. This is great because I can now see it immediately, almost immediately. How long have we been talking? So Lisa gave me an opportunity to introduce myself. Lisa gave me an opportunity to, it was a gift of receiving a moment to say who I am and what I do and to share. And I blew through it.
Yeah.
I blew right over it and just started talking. Oh, I'll come back to that later. I mean, but like I can get it. I used to take years to get things. Now I can get it in the space of a conversation. And that's what this work is so profound, because gaining this awareness is everything. It's life changing. It's like, okay, so can I be in this moment and sink into Lisa is giving me a gift of this space to share who I am. So can I stand here, sit here, be here in this moment where everything is energy and be like, okay, my name is Jill Stevens and I'm a writer and I serve people with my words, and words are my superpower. And I show up for other people and bring them joy through words, through my writing, through stories. And I do it for other people. And now I'm finally stepping up and doing it for myself. And the fact that it's been so hard to say that for so long, the fact that I have never since sixth grade, when I was 11, 12 years old, have I written under my own name for myself, except for school papers. And that was even a school project. It's just phenomenal to be able to open a new door. It's like a new lease on life. It's like finally living my life, my story by my design.
Amazing how we block that. You know, we don't want to receive the gifts from ourselves that we were born with. We defer them.
Defer.
Right. Yep. I used to have clients, you know, it's pretty regular for me to have clients and reach out and share. And I had somebody drop in my IG DMs recently, just telling me about that I've been in her life for 10 years and the impact that I've had over the 10 years that I've been in her life as a coach, as a friend, following on social media. And, you know, years ago, I wouldn't have been able to receive that. years ago, I wouldn't have been able to receive that beautiful painting. I wouldn't have even been able to look at the painting, let alone receive it, because I wouldn't have been able to see myself that way. But when we allow ourselves to receive our gifts from ourselves, there's such a profound shift at a core level. And it's not about being an ego. It's not about saying, oh, I'm better than everybody else. It's about allowing yourself to feel good enough just because you're alive on the planet. It's not about proving anything to anybody else. It's not about anybody else. But this ability to sink into receiving, you know, this is the other thing that I wanted to say. When we block receiving, when somebody gives us a gift and we block it, we are robbing them of an opportunity to witness the energy exchange that they're trying to give us, right? Like if I had immediately reached out to you and said, Jill, I can't receive this. This is too much. I can't handle this.
Which people do all the time. Women especially do that all the time.
How would that have felt for you? But instead you got to witness me
losing it
on social media.
Yeah. And just to clarify, so that y'all know, Lisa received a painting. If you haven't seen it, go, it's all over the place on your
Instagram. Yeah.
And there are videos of her opening it and lifting it. Guys, it weighs like 32 pounds and she lifted it like it was a feather. I still can't get over it. And the reaction of all of this. And so it's a painting of her and so much more that came to me. And it was just, she has profoundly impacted my life. So it was a gift that I gave her.
All right. So imagine if I had blocked that and I had not been able to receive it, or suddenly went into, this is the other behavior I see, people then scrambling to lob the ball back over the court, right? So I'm going to receive it, but I better give back to you right away.
Yeah.
Instead of just allowing it.
Yeah. There's no quid pro quo. We grow up thinking that there is like tit for tat, this for that. And it's like, no.
Right.
It's almost, and you know, it's funny because my husband actually taught me this. You know, we say, I love you too. And he was like, don't do that. And it's like, what are you talking about? And he did this to me the first, like, and it's like, no, I'm not going to say it to you all the time. I'm only going to say it to you when it feels right in the moment. And I don't need you to say it back to me. You say it to me when it's important for you to share. And it was like an interesting, profound moment of like, how often do I just throw words out there without having any intention behind them? Like, I'm sorry, or even thank you without really thinking, or I love you. It was a fascinating moment for me that he taught me quite a while ago, but yeah.
Intentionality, right?
Intention. Is everything, right? Of our words, our actions, everything. Receiving and giving. Yes.
So if we come full circle back on this boundary and working from this place of giving all the time, I hope that you can see through this conversation that when you're giving from that energy, you're not actually giving to just give. It's not clean giving.
Yep. So many strings attached to that.
Right. There's attachment, there's expectation. And you might be sitting here listening thinking, no, Lisa, I'm just giving. I want you to really check in, because if there's feelings of resentment, frustration, anger, sadness, feeling like there's nothing left for you, you are not truly giving to give. And when you can get into the space of being able to give to yourself, you're going to be able to give generously to others without attachment, right? Like Jill's gift to me. And I've been able to do some things this past month that I never thought I'd be able to do. And I'm not going to talk about them, but they were acts of generosity that were so clean for me. That's why I don't talk about them, because they just were.
Yes.
Right. And to be able to step into that and feel so good about just being generous, because I can be generous and I am clean with those boundaries around that.
And that was the fascinating thing too, Lisa, just to like, I had a clean giving of that gift to you and I thought it would be just a generous act and it wouldn't be public. So when Lisa flipped it and made it very public and me very public in it, it brought up a whole ton of shit that I had to receive and deal with. because it was supposed to be just clean. Don't talk about it. It never has to be mentioned. Mention the paint, you know, it like there was no note with it. There was, I just, because of what we're all going through and experiencing right now, and because of shipments and how it was going to be delivered, I had to mention that I sent something to her. Otherwise I never would have told her.
Right. And it was very, it was such a surreal moment for me because I knew that something was coming, but when I unwrapped this, my brain couldn't go to the place of Jill gave this to me. I kept thinking like, why would Joan do this? Because Joan is the artist and I know Joan as well. And Joan has also done some coaching with me. I literally couldn't wrap my brain around that somebody would send me such a generous gift. And then when it started to click, that was the bigger part of receiving for me. Jill is giving this to me because this is her vision of what she sees of me. And now I have to receive that. And, you know, when I shared it online and I shared it in a group that we're a part of, Jill brings so much joy in this world. And you don't even, I mean, you haven't even tapped into how much you are going to impact people when you fully step into just being Jill R. Stevens, the writer, not writing the books of the people that she'll never tell us about. You are going to impact so many people with your words, but that demands that you expand your capacity to receive that feedback, that love, knowing that you're making that impact. And that's why I see so many people struggling in their businesses and their lives, because they want to keep themselves closed off from being able to receive. And again, it comes back down to that worthiness piece, feeling good enough. You can't feel good enough if you're walking around feeling like you're broken all the time. You can't feel good enough if you think everybody else has it figured out and you need to like carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. So it's really profound to see how much BS you have shed, right? We talked about full frontal living and how it triggered you because,
oh my gosh, full frontal, like being out there vulnerable, like exposed, seriously, that's what full frontal kind of resonated with me. But yes, it's about exposing not just ourselves, it's exposing all the crap so we can expose our authentic self, our real self, who is buried underneath there that maybe we're not even, like, I was so out of touch with who, and I'm still not fully embracing, I'm closer, what I'm capable of.
Right.
But at the same time, I see the ripple effect. And what I mean by that is, like, back to this gift. This gift was supposed to impact Lisa. I had no idea the ripple of it's impacted so many people. My words, I had no idea they, I just write them. They impact people. They change lives. So I'd like to speak directly to you listening right now. You have impact. And it's up to you to make a choice to fully expose yourself so that you can share your gifts, because we all have gifts. We all have gifts.
Isn't that the truth? So I would love for you, okay, you're going to have to come back on the podcast. We're going to have to talk about feeling the feels, because this was a challenging thing for Jill as well. And now, so it's interesting. I always find it interesting when writers, because you're not the first writer I've worked with, writers who literally through their words evoke emotion, but are so up in their heads that they can't actually tap into what they're feeling. And I get this.
Yep. The characters get to feel all the feels.
Right. I was a coach for a lot of years without recognizing that I was not feeling my own feelings, but it's just so fascinating to me because you literally have to evoke emotion and then you weren't in your emotion. So we'll have to talk about that on another episode, because I'm sure you'll be back on again. But I would love for you to tell everybody about your joy subscription. So now that Jill is stepping out and just being Jill R. Stevens, and she writes the most profoundly, just, you actually make me want to get back to writing again when I read one of your posts today, because I genuinely love writing. But once I let go of my BS and got comfortable on video and with audio, it's so much faster and easier. Mm-hmm. Because when I write, I'm very intentional with my writing. And when I speak, I have to just trust my intuition and go. So you make me want to sit down and write again, because I do love the impact that words have. And you've seen some of my posts. I'm not a short poster either. It's never going to be three sentences. I always have a lot to say. And then even then, I'm like, I could have said more. But Jill, you are really reaching people in a new way. And now more than ever, what people need is more joy and more lightness. And it's not about stepping over or ignoring what's going on in the world. It's about allowing the lightness in. It's about allowing a new perspective and a new way of being to kind of come in during a time where we're being asked to pause. So can you share a little bit about your joy subscription, what it looks like, and where my listeners can go to find it?
Absolutely. But first, I have to say that your words are fabulous, whether they're written, spoken, you know, they're great words. And I love reading your stuff, listening to your stuff. So this is such an honor to do and to share. So I have created a website under my name, which doesn't sound like a big deal, but for me, somebody who has hidden for more than four decades, it's a big deal. And my name is Jill R. Stevens, spelled with a V. And you can find my joy subscription on my website at jillrstevens.com/joy, J-O-Y, because that's what I do with my superpower. I really am the conduit for the words to come through. It's really a gift, kind of like Beyonce can sing and, you know, Joan can paint like you cannot believe, and Lisa can coach the feels, you know, so that you can really get into it and understand yourself better. Some people just have a gift, a talent, and words are literally my superpower. I write to bring joy to people. And there's always kind of a message, you know, there's always just something that resonates. And I write about life and my life, a life on an island with baby goats, but more than that as well. So life of a writer, you know, come check it out. There's free words and there's also a paid subscription to all the words. So
I love that.
Soon there will be my books under my name on bookshelves as well.
Can't wait. I can't wait for that day.
Stepping out.
You can also find Jill over on Instagram. Is your Instagram Jill R. Stevens?
It's under Jill Renee, R-E-N-E-E.
Okay. I will Stevens. Put all these links in the show notes because of course she's writing on Instagram as well. I think you're on Facebook too. So we'll get all those links posted. But if you want to bring more joy into your life, you need to make sure before you do anything else, you check out the show notes and go find her and follow her. And, you know, instead of watching CNN or whatever, you know, start your morning with a little bit of Jill and her joy on her magical island with her baby goats. So Jill, I thank you so much for joining me. It's always such a pleasure. And I only have people on the podcast that I really resonate with. I'm very intentional about the guests that I bring on because I take my listeners' confidence, I think is the right word. I just take it really, really seriously. I want to introduce people to people that I know will be able to impact their lives. And I'm so grateful to know you. I'm so grateful to walk alongside you and watch you unfold. It's literally been like witnessing spring.
Oh, that's a good, I like that.
Right? It's literally been watching you come out of a season of winter and going into spring and really watching you blossom. So I can't wait to see where this takes you. I can't wait to see your impact grow and your reach grow. And I'm so honored that you shared this time with me. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Lisa. And I'm so excited to do it again because we have more to talk about.
Oh, so yes, much more.
Yep. Everybody needs a little dash of joy right now and all the time, as far as I'm concerned. So thank you for the opportunity to spread that message and spread some more joy in people's lives.
Excellent. So if this episode resonated with you, please make sure that you share it, tag your friends on it. And if you haven't done so yet, please head over to iTunes or your favorite listening platform and leave a rating and review. It helps other women just like me and just like Jill, just like you, find this podcast. And I really believe that as women, when we can start to make ourselves a priority in our own lives and make ourselves matter more and release all this garbage that we're carrying around between our ears, that's when we're really going to change the world. And it is just so important that women start to rise up and take responsibility for what we are all here to do. So thank you again, Jill. And I will see you all on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning into that episode. And I hope you enjoyed that conversation between Jill and I. She truly is a magical person. So if you are wanting to find out more about Jill, you can head over to her website at jillrstevens.com. You can find her Wednesday words or her newsletter at jillrstevens.com/joy-news. If you're interested in becoming a Joy subscriber, make sure you check her out at jillrstevens.com/joy. And of course, you can find her on Instagram and Facebook under her name, Jill R. Stevens. So I do hope you go over and give her a follow, check out her website, and get signed up, because like I said at the end of the episode, or at the end of the intro, we truly do need more joy in our lives. And her words are truly something magical. So trust me, you want to know this woman much, much better. And I'm so excited for her to be stepping out into the world this way. And I'm standing doing the slow clap. I love it when my clients come out of hiding and really take up the space that they are so deserving of taking up in this world. And that, my dear listener, is you as well. There is more than enough for all of us, and we don't need to hold ourselves back with this belief that we might be taking something from someone else. So please allow yourself to receive from yourself and put yourself out there in whatever way that looks like. I will see you on the next episode.